Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1350. Prepare your relationship for new baby. 5 Things to Consider, part 2, by Alicia Janey of modernlovecounseling.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Optimal Relationships Daily. I am Greg Audino, your host and narrator. And today, I've got a continuation of yesterday's post, actually. That, of course, means that it was a longer one, which I've decided to split into 2 episodes. So, make sure to check out yesterday's episode 1349 if you haven't done so, ideally before going on to listen to this one. But if you're ready for part 2, then so am I. Let's jump in now and optimize your life. Prepare your relationship for new baby. 5 Things to Consider, part 2. By Alicia Janey of modernlovecounseling.com. Prepare your relationship for new baby. Number 3. Work on underlying issues beforehand. It could be a good idea to start couples counseling while you're planning or preparing your relationship for a new baby. The reason being, often having a baby only glorifies the issues that have always been a struggle in your relationship. Tack on sleep deprivation and hormones? Working on painful reoccurring issues in your relationship are going to be the last thing you want to give your precious energy to. Counseling can be a very helpful way for learning how to have challenging conversations about values, conflicting ideas or parenting, and/or your intimacy and body and hormonal changes. It's important to realize that having a baby only illuminates issues versus mends them, and even if for a period of time those issues go away, they will most likely resurface while the two of you are struggling with managing any downtime, which can be frustrating. Prepare your relationship for new baby. Number 4. Working on letting go of control. Again, cliche, I know, but this is a big one. If you're a type A, disciplined and planned out person like I was, and especially if you're going to be carrying the baby, it is crucial for you to learn how to relinquish control, as well as refuse responsibility of all the things you can't. This is a tough one, because maybe your entire life you've been in control of your decisions and body and it's served you well. Unfortunately, being pregnant and the actual labor process is often never as you plan. Your baby's temperament or needs are often never as you plan. Again, something I and we learned the hard way. We thought we could control the outcomes of everything and keep our lives totally the same. We would laugh and say to ourselves, not our life, when people would come up to me with a huge belly and tell us jokingly, say goodbye to your alone time, you two. We always thought that if we worked hard enough, we could make anything happen. We would say to each other, our relationship will always come first, then baby. I laugh at that now, because for us, that wasn't possible, and we still struggle with making that possible sometimes. Our reality was, the needs of our baby had to come first, which made our alone time individually and our time together lack. Work on being more gentle with yourself and possibly explore some individual counseling to help you better prepare for accepting the unknowns that will inevitably pop up in your journey. Prepare your relationship for new baby. Number 5. Be prepared to grieve. This doesn't mean life won't be fun again or that your body won't heal, but the process of grieving what was can be really challenging if you aren't prepared to lose and adjust to those changes of your life and self. After having a baby, you change, period. This isn't a good or bad thing, it just is. After having a baby, you have to make adaptations to things you've never had to be confronted with before. This was really painful for my experience, as I judged myself for having these feelings and suppressed them for a long time. I thought something was wrong with me for not being able to be the superhuman I'd always identified with before. In the past, the old me was able to multitask and have a great work-life, healthy relationship balance. After becoming a mom, I was lucky if I remembered to brush my teeth sometimes. I became bombarded with things I had never fathomed prior to being a mom, like the stress of how many ounces I was pumping in a day in between a full day of clients, all while struggling with the guilt of being away from my new baby. I couldn't keep up with the demands that had once motivated me to be a perfectionist. I was failing at everything. Guilt consumed me constantly. I stopped cooking meals from scratch or going to yoga weekly as I once loved to do. Instead, I subconsciously put pressure on myself to be the best wife, the most attentive mom, and caring therapist. I convinced myself I could do it all. It was almost as if I was suffering from an identity crisis as I was secretively failing to accept my new body and my new life, while I literally couldn't tap into myself again. I felt like I lost my essence completely. I'd gone from being a purposeful, successful, ball-juggling health nut that prioritized all elements of my relationship daily to a sloppy, stressed, milk-producing robot that lost her spirit and had no alone time. To be 100% honest, I still struggle with this sometimes due to the demands of watching our daughter full-time during COVID. But here's the catch. If we talk about it, we release the pressures and demands. If we explore our insecurities, understand where our demands of ourselves and others are coming from, then we can work on letting them go. If we become more aware of our pain, it dissipates. The more we allow ourselves to talk to our partner, our support systems, our therapist, the more we're able to restructure the expectations that don't serve us, as well as heal from the emotional turmoil and stress that comes with being a parent. As I mentioned, having a baby has moments of joy and beauty, as well as moments of sadness and grief. I'm brave enough to talk about this part because I know many parents struggle with admitting this process. You will grieve parts of your old life, whether it be your freedom, energy levels, drive, body, or relationship. You will go through a process in which you may want to fight to get all of these things back, and you may struggle with this because you can't. I share with you all my vulnerable story to help you understand that this process is a journey for sure, and that there is no perfect outcome. Even though life causes us struggles sometimes, it doesn't mean you're a bad parent or a bad person. It doesn't mean you're failing at life. It means you're learning from it. You just listened to the post titled, Prepare Your Relationship for New Baby, 5 Things to Consider, Part 2, by Alicia Janey of ModernLoveCounseling.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
And thanks so much to Alicia for that great wrap-up after yesterday's part one. Now, as many of you know, I'm not a parent myself, so it can be hard for me to offer really specific feedback on parenting articles. But one thing Alicia said reminds me of something that I once heard from someone who I really respect and trust as a parent, and I think would be great to share for expecting parents, and could maybe be something inspiring for current stressed-out parents to reflect on too. So Alicia mentioned a couple's struggles getting amplified after having a baby. And my friend told me the exact same thing. But then in the same breath, immediately after, she followed up with, but the good parts of your relationship also get even better. Now, perhaps this isn't the experience for every parent, but it is something to sit with. And again, if you are currently a parent and stressed by it and focusing on all the turmoil, Consider whether or not the good parts of your relationship with your partner have been made better. And if so, celebrate that. Okay, friends, time to wrap up for today. As always, I thank you for being here on a Friday. Wishing you a great rest of your day, and make sure to come on back tomorrow for our weekly Q&A that actually does have a bit to do with parenting as well. That's where your optimal life awaits.